Yeah. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? I hope everybody's doing well right now. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that, you know, my podcast will bring a little bit of light to your situation, or a little bit of joy in these difficult times, man. These difficult times, you know what I'm saying? Hope everybody pulls out of this with their health, of course, and, you know, in a better direction in life, you know what I mean? Hopefully, financially, everybody will pull out of this, you know what I'm saying? But in this podcast, man, I want to talk about the fall of Suge Knight, man. Now, I lived through the era of the 80s and the era of the 90s, which was a beautiful time, you know what I mean, for music, you know what I'm saying, beautiful time. In the 80s, you had big artists like, you know, Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder, you know what I mean. A lot of people forget about Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye, you know what I'm saying, had some hits in the 80s as well, you know. My man, Rick James, of course, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big Rick James fan. And, you know, in the 90s, you know what I mean? You had, you know, the takeover of hip-hop and what they call gangster rap. But, you know, the blow up of N.W.A., this, that, and the third, you know, and, I lived through all the eras, man. You know what I'm saying? As far as music, in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s. And I seen it change drastically over time, you know? And, but when it came to Death Row in their heyday, you know what I'm saying? They were on top of the world, man. You know, at one point in time, Suge, I believe, was worth like $300 million. And we talking about back in the 90s, man. Back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's had a great roster of artists on his label, you know what I'm saying? He had, you know, Snoop Dogg in his prime. And he had, you know, the Dog Pound and Lady of Rage. You know what I mean? Of course, later on, he got the guy, you know, Tupac, you know what I'm saying, added him to the roster. And then he had, you know, Dr. Dre on production. So Suge Knight was a guy who was on top of the world, but also his way of going about doing business, you know, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, you know what I'm saying, because he became like the bully of the industry, you know. He no longer focused on the business aspect of it. He was more so known for his actions outside of the business of Death Row, you know. Running down on people, trying to shake people down. People like, you know, he shook people down like Vanilla Ice, you know what I'm saying? Hung him over a balcony for the song Ice Ice Baby, you know what I mean? And many others he tried to shake down, you know what I'm saying? And the recent one that I found out was Akon. Like, he tried to shake down Akon. And this is way past his prime. This is way beyond, you know, all the great people he had on his roster. He tried to shake down Akon and I guess Ray J did a song. It was, I guess, he was owed some money supposedly, and, you know, Suge, you know, again trying to play the bully of the industry, you know what I mean. I guess he seen Akon in the club one night, and, you know, he kept bugging Akon for this. I guess Ray J was owed like $25,000, and he kept bugging Akon. He kept harassing for this $25,000. Now, okay, if Dre J's owed $25, cool, you know, Akon even told Suge, like, look, listen, man, as I told you, like, once his artist that, you know, makes some bread with the song, you would get your $25,000. And I guess Suge seen him in the club. He pressed him for the $25,000. And, you know, Akon's, I guess, bodyguard eventually ended up knocking out Suge. Which is not the first time Suge has been knocked out. Suge has been knocked out by supposedly a barber in L.A. or something like that. But anyway, the sad thing about it, man, is, you know, this is a guy who was worth $300 million. And on top of his game. And you know, him pressing Akon for $25,000, that is no money. After taxes, take half of that. You're looking at, what, $12,500? You know what I'm saying? So, Suge must have been in a financial space where he was doing really bad. Like, know what I mean? Not to have that type of bread. But it's sad, the whole thing with Suge. You know what I'm saying? Like, him... What's sad is he didn't stick to the game plan. Like, he should have stayed behind the scenes when he had Death Row. When he was on top of the world with Death Row. He should have stayed behind the scenes and do, like, a lot of these music... record owners, you know what I'm saying? Like, the owners of, you know, Interscope, and, you know, all these, I don't know by heart which owner owns what, but you don't hear nothing about these really rich, multi-million and sometimes multi-billionaires. You don't see what they look like, you know what I'm saying? They stay behind the scenes. They're not trying to be seen like that. I just don't understand what African American record companies, where they have to, like, they seem like they have to, like, show, be in the limelight, you know what I mean? And want to be seen as this, like, powerful figure. But all you gotta do is play the back row, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just chill. Like, chill and get your bread. Like, why you out here wilding, trying to shake people down and all this craziness? You know what I'm saying? Now, we all know the record industry is ran and is corrupted. It's been corrupted since it began. You know what I mean? It's been many, many artists who were ripped off of their bread with bad contract deals. Prime example would be like Sam Cooke. You know, he tried to, you know, start his own thing, and he ended up losing his life because of it. So it's just sad, man. Like, big record companies like that, like even like with Bad Boy, you know what I'm saying? All these record companies that at one time, you know, were on top of the world, but ended up crumbling because of power, because of money, you know what I mean? All this material stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, Death Row eventually ended up crumbling. Tupac got killed. Snoop left for another record company. Dog Pound broke up. I don't know what happened with Lady Rage and all that, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre left and started his own record company. Was successful for a little while. He had like a 5-year run or something like that. Then he ended up, you know, signing Shady and Eminem, and you know the history on that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just sad. All these, you know, African American record companies all fold. It only seemed like they get like a 5-6 year run tops, and then they fold. And they're like, you know, it's just over money and greed. And you know what I'm saying? Puffy's another case. He's had an amazing lineup of artists. He had Biggie, he had Faith Evans, and he had 112, and then he had, you know, G-Dep, Craig Mack, you know what I mean? Who else? I'm trying to think. Yeah, Puffy has had a lot of people on his roster, man. At one point in time, he had New Edition on his roster. Didn't have the great outcome with New Edition because I believe Puffy was trying to get them to appeal to the younger crowd at the time. And, you know, New Edition was an established group at the time. You know what I mean? So I think that's where Puffy failed. That, like, their audience was, you know, at the time, 30 or 35, you know. But Puffy was trying to target his audience to it. Target their audience to a younger audience. I'm sorry. You know, doing music to try to cater to the younger audience, but that wasn't them. That's never been, you know, New Edition's audience, you know. New Edition's been around since the early 80s. Like, you know what I mean? They've been doing it for a long time, man. And, you know, they're another, you know, group that has been signed terrible contracts where they made no money at all throughout most of their career. Like, most of their career, most of their money was made through touring and all that. So it's just a sad thing to see, you know. Now Suge Knight's in prison for killing that. I think he ran over a guy. Supposedly his life was in danger. It's just very sad, man. It's just sad. How can you be somebody who let, you know, money get to you to where you lose your company? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think a Jewish lady ended up buying Death Row for, like, pennies. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, $10 million or something crazy low. Like, she's got the whole Death Row catalog. You know what I mean? Like, the whole Death Row catalog. And she bought the company for pennies, man. Like, and that company was one point in time worth $300 million. But that go to show you, man, like, money and materialistic stuff, none of that matter at the end of the day, because anybody can fall. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can fall. No matter how high you get, a lot of times you always got to come down. You know what I'm saying? If you don't play your role. And Suge did not play his role the way he should have as a CEO of a business company. You don't see the CEO of Walmart or the CEO of McDonald's, you know what I mean? Trying to shake down people and, you know what I'm saying? Doing stupid stuff like that. It's just stupid. It's just ridiculous. You know what I mean? Not saying they're not. I don't know what they do. That's the thing. Like, you making that type of money, and you do not want to be in the public eye like that, man. Because then you become a target. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know who the CEO of McDonald's. You never seen him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you never seen who's the CEO of Walmart. You know what I mean? Like, because they play their role. Like, you know, they stay in the back and just, you know, do what they got to do to run the company. You know? They don't want to be out and known. And, you know what I mean? That's the way you do it, man. You stay on the back and just, you know what I'm saying? Run the company. Stay in the back and chill. Like, you don't got to do all this craziness. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's wrong. You're a multi-millionaire and you want to be game banking. Like, so backwards. Like, I do not understand that to save my life. You worth $300 million at the time. You want to be a game banger. You want to be running the streets, and you want to be fighting people, and you want to be shaking down people and doing all this craziness. You worth all this bread at the time. The hype, and I just don't understand it. And, you know, now look at Suge, now look at R. Kelly, all these people. You know what I mean? You know, karma, man. tell people all the time, what you do, it will come back to you. If you're out there doing dirt, it will come back to you. Maybe not at the present time, but you know, it will come back to you, you know what I mean? So, it's just a sad thing just to see, you know, companies that were thriving, you know what I'm saying? You know, if he would have played the back role like he's supposed to, he'd probably still be not on top of the, I don't think he would be on top of the industry at this time, you know what I mean? Because of the evolving of, you know, the internet and, you know, download streaming and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure he could have been still a major part of the music industry, you know what I'm saying? Sort of like what Cash Money is, you know. Cash Money is still around, still putting out, you know, acts, you know, Nicki and Drake. I think Drake's still on the label. Or does he have a partnership deal with Cash Money now or something? I don't know. Yeah, you know, so I just want to speak on that. Just wanted to speak on that for a moment, you know what I mean? Just was sitting here thinking about Death Row and Bad Boy and all these, you know, great labels of the 90s that no longer exist. You know, and No Limit, that's another one. No Limit Records is another label on top of the world. I mean, Master P's still doing his thing, you know, business-wise, but his brother's in jail for life for a murder he didn't even do. But see, when you're out there running them streets, you getting real bread. Why are you out here playing in the streets and wanting to, you know, be in the hood and, you know, people going to hate on you, you know what I'm saying? Because you made it out and you got bread and they want to be in your position and you want to be in the hood, you know, game banging, and it's just, it's ridiculously retarded. That's going to be my new word, ridiculously retarded. You know what I'm saying? It just makes no sense at all. Like, I don't get it. You got people out here with no jobs, you know what I mean? You making millions, and you want to be out here bang banging. Like, it's just, I don't get it, man. I don't get the society. I don't get the way people be thinking. You know, and these guys are like, at their time, were like geniuses of the music industry at the time, you know? Like I say, Master P's still doing his thing. He's still, you know, making business move out here, but his record company is non-existent. Like, nobody buying a No Limit record right now. So that's another label, man. No Limit, man. Master P, I don't think he was ever the most talented rapper in the world, but as a businessman, I thought he was very savvy. And still to this day, I still think he's a very savvy businessman. You know what I mean? Just like with Jay-Z and, you know, I can even put Kanye West in that. I think Kanye West is a very savvy businessman also too. And I could say Dr. Dre too. Dr. Dre, you know what I mean? But it's just crazy how these record companies are not around no more. Even Aftermath, not really around no more like that no more. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to touch on that. I just was just sitting here thinking about that, and I said, you know what, I'm going to talk about that. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, sad, man. Very, very sad. All these guys are, you know, were one point in time on top of the world, and now they've been reduced down to the average Joe, man. And this is why you don't do bad things in the world, because that karma will come back on you, man. Just look at the people in jail right now, man. You know, Suge Knight is in jail, R. Kelly's in jail, Bill Cosby's in jail. know what I mean? Now, on the Bill Cosby situation, I don't believe that he raped anybody. I'm just going to say that out front, you know what I'm saying? I got respect for Bill Cosby still to this day, you know? He's did a lot, you know, he's donated a lot of bread to the African community through colleges and stuff like that, so he's another one that always bashed rap music, you know what I'm saying, for them glorifying the gangster lifestyle. He was never cool with that, you know what I'm saying? And Bill Cosby is one of the few that fought for the change of the imagery in when he was doing the Bill Cosby show, when they were creating it, they wanted him to play a plumber or something like that, a plumber or I don't know. And he was like, nah, I want to play a doctor, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the imagery of the black family at the time was, you know, not in the best light, you know what I'm saying? He was trying to change that. And I always got to respect him for that, you know what I mean? Standing his ground and, you know, wanted to put out a show to where, you know, he seen the African-American family in a positive light, you know what I mean? So I got to give him mad love for that, you know? Like I said, I don't believe he did anything to those women. I believe those women were 100% down for whatever Bill Cosby wanted to do. You know, them, hey, they knew he was a married man, and them coming to his room, what do you think is going to happen when you come to his room? You going to play checkers? You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe none of that mess with Bill Cosby. But, you know, I don't know. What did Bill Cosby do in his life to bring on that bad karma? He cheated on his wife. At the end of the day, he cheated on his wife. And that's bad karma, man. You know what I'm saying? That's bad karma. No matter how rich you are, how famous you are, you can't do stuff like that. So that's all I have to say about this, guys. I just here sitting here contemplating and, you know, thinking about that. That's all. But that's my take on this podcast, everyone. Please leave a message if you like on this podcast episode. Please share and follow me. Anchor. Follow me on Anchor. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Take care, everybody. Peace and love.